Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, it seems like it was just a blink of an eye, and it was the beginning of 2014, and now we are 2 days away from the beginning of 2015. A lot of goal setting and resolution takes place in the next couple of days. I'm sure you have some for your department and your staff as well.
Well, you're right. It is hard to believe that the calendar will say 2015 pretty soon. That still amazes me. It seemed to go by so fast. But 2014, you look back on it, and there were great things for agriculture, good yields on crops, good prices until some of the markets began to adjust. But that's all part of farming. But you had 2015, new year, we'll look ahead, new things. We'll get the year started off pretty aggressively. My staff and I will get together, and we'll look 4, 6, 8 years out and make some strategic plans, and then pare that back down to see how that impacts 2015. So we do long-range planning, but I guess that's a resolution of sorts. But, you know, that actually means you got to get to work the next day on your long-range goals.
Now, I know that a lot of those long-range goals involve thinking out of the box, shall we say, and coming up with some new ideas, fresh ideas, to move agriculture forward in the Palmetto State.
Well, that's right. That is our assignment, so to speak, in the Department of Agriculture. We're doing that a lot around collaboration with other groups. Had some meetings with retailers this past week to talk about what can we do to move more South Carolina product through their shelves, and just to learn a little bit more about how the retailing of food and how they think, so that we can pair them up with our farmers better than we have. We're going to work hard on ag recruiting to bring value-added processing to South Carolina and bring new farmers who want to look at South Carolina from other parts of the country, what we have to offer, our soils, our climate, things that make South Carolina a great place to operate. And that's happening now, so we're going to look a little harder at that. But within the department itself, we've got the farmers market another year planned with some great events going on out there. One real significant thing is we've gotten funding for our new metrology laboratory that we did not build before. So in 2015, we'll be breaking ground on that. It will be on the new farmers market campus. So that's an exciting thing. It'll allow us to serve the public even better with a new facility than the 30-something-year-old facility we've been in downtown Columbia. So that's an exciting thing for next year.
Now, I understand that you have something that you have dubbed mini tours planned. Let's talk about those.
Well, I call them a tailgate tour. What we want to do is just get out in the state at least once a month and just publicize we're coming to Greenwood, or we're coming to Barnwell, or we're coming to Florence. We'll be maybe at the Tractor Supply Store, the low feed place, and just get out and just hear what's on the mind of South Carolina consumers, farmers. I do it informally all the time now, but we just want to get a little more structure around getting the commissioner out and hearing what people have to say, good things, bad things, hear it all, and just so we can do a better job trying to lead this industry and make the Department of Agriculture a little more responsive to what the people need.
Sounds like a great year planned ahead, Commissioner. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.